Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Welcome to Drunkcast.
Jesus Christ.
With your host, Jim.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Joe.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back, everybody.
A good number two for me.
Yeah, good number 22.
Fantastic.
By the way, 22. Our 20th episode was a rebirth.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But, dude, we don't even need, like, that beautiful intro that everybody just heard from Not a Living Geek, Irving's intro for us.
Yeah.
We don't even need it. We just need you coming in with that, like, quadruple D's.
Can't roll my D's.
It's like the first time I saw the Yu-Gi-Oh! Intro.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, I need to watch this.
Do you believe in the heart of the cards?
I mean, I'm more of a Pegasus myself. A little bit more flamboyantly evil.
Well, anyways, it's good to be back.
Absolutely.
I was, again, gone on vacation because that's all I do. I have no life.
He vacations for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a great life. Can't wait to be homeless when I'm like 30... 31.
I enjoy it. Well, this being our, third episode of Drunkcast Gaming, mm-hmm. and our second episode with Joe, as...
Is it your third or fourth episode of Drunkcast Gaming?
Our third.
A third.
I thought you did two without me.
We would do nothing without you, Joe.
Yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
love you, okay?
Thank you.
Do we really not know our podcast?
So let's... let's just keep moving on.
Anyway, our
second...
You
know, it's called Drunkcast for a reason.
You have one to eat.
This is how the audience knows that we're actually drinking.
We lose a lot of memory on this podcast. Okay, so this being at least, I know for fact... The second episode with Joe.
Yes.
Let's recap everybody on what this podcast is. So it is a podcast of now three boys who fill their belly with a random liquid of sorts every week or two.
Every episode is a different liqueur.
That's right. And then we talk about both recent and not so recent gaming news. Things that, of course, would titillate the mind, but... That was my little Jack Black.
Also the spirit.
How'd that feel?
You go, ah! It's going to titillate the mind cage, right? Skibbidoo-doo, skibbidoo.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Skibbidoo.
Joel's really hoping that voice talent actor or...
Well, check this out. Ready? Bill Murray. I'm Bill Murray, right? Ready? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You should take a shot for that.
God, you know what?
Bring it
you
in.
Know, Joe, I'm
bring
so
it in,
glad
bring
you,
it in.
You mentioned that.
Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger, ready? I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. See, it's...
So everyone knows, because and me included, because you put this cup in front of me, and I don't know what we're drinking right now.
Yes.
What, in fact, are we drinking?
So I'm going to give a little bit of a breakdown of what exactly is in this cup, and Jim is going to name it, because he's the one that poured it. Ready?
Oh, okay. I got a fun name for this one.
So in this, by the way, I have to take a shot while...
We shouldn't have gone on the tangent.
Mr. Voice
Actor.
We
have, like, one rule on this show.
Jesus Christ. That's true. I went on a tangent, and that is one of the main rules of this show, to take a shot.
That rule is a law!
Oh, shit.
Judgment.
Judgment. 10 years in an ISOQ.
Okay, so... And that was Judge Red. So...
Dude, be careful. You're almost on your second tangent, and like 3 minutes in.
So we have some Sauza Tequila Silver mixed with a little bit of... Tamarind Jarritos, right?
Mm-hmm.
From our heartland, Jim.
What? That's not from Nicaragua. That's from Mexico.
And then a lemonade monster.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I call it the liver quaker.
The liver quaker.
Liver quaker.
Oh, liver
because
quaker.
Because it makes your liver quake.
Liver...
Not because it cross the Atlantic Ocean.
I was about to say it both deals with the liver and was an integral part of the Underground
rhymes,
Railroad.
Right? There's only one rule in naming things, and that it has to rhyme.
We're almost 5 minutes in, and we haven't said anything about video games.
What now?
Video.
Okay. Before we kick off this Drunkcast, I'm going to take my punishment like a man and take a shot right here live. On this recording.
And while you take your shot, let me explain
what our first subject is.
Let's do it. Ready, go.
Yeah. So our first subject today is Joe. Jesus. You're not our subject, but what is our subject? Because I forgot the name.
Splatoon?
See? That was a test. You passed. Good job.
God damn it.
So Splatoon. Splatoon is actually really fun. However, me and Joel do not have a Switch, so we don't know dick about it.
I haven't stopped playing Splatoon. It came out on Friday. I don't think that I have gotten a minute. Like, it's been one of those... Very few games have gotten me to where I, like, think about it when I'm not playing. Like, you're walking to work and you're like, oh, God, if I...
Thinking about tricks.
This is how I can go through... Dude, Splatoon has so many ways of moving, so many ways of, like, playing. So many different weapons.
With my ink.
Yeah, oh God.
Oh, fucking take it!
For those who don't know, Splatoon is Nintendo's shooter, and Nintendo's not known for shooters because they tend to be realistic and violent, and that's not Nintendo's MO.
Hey, they had a Modern Warfare.
But they didn't make it. And it was bad.
Somebody just gave it to them. They're like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So it's a Nintendo shooter.
Yeah, but the idea is that you are a squid and a kid at the same time. You're an inkling. Bullshit. I know.
What's the ratio?
I think it's pretty
50-50. Some sort of man-bear pick.
This is bullshit.
Though, I will say that I think you're more squid because even in kid form, you're a little squid. You've got tentacle hair. So I think it's like 70%.
Is it tentacle hair, or is that just more arms on the top of your head?
Well, it's stylized like hair.
So. All right, you're taking a group of kids from Splatoon, right, to the aquarium. Are they in the tank or out of the tank?
In the tank.
But
the tank is like neon pink ink.
See, I don't like that. You're swimming in your own juices. See, squids don't swim in their own juices. They swim in water.
That's how I bathe every day.
In your own juices?
Yes. Yeah, it takes a while to fill up the tub. But
you're like, anytime you see a man that's a different like color shirt than you, you're like, I want to fill that man up till he explodes.
It's true. God. It's true.
He's not my color.
Whoa.
What if that's what the game is about? We don't even know.
We're getting into diversity for Splatoon.
Yes, see, Japan doesn't even know, right? That's why their first color was yellow.
Okay, I want everybody at home. I wish they saw the epiphany on your face. Just, you were like, oh, Nintendo's tackling diversity issues.
So, the game, it really, okay, when you play the game, for those of you who've never seen it or played it, You become brightly colored with whatever color ink you shoot. So Jim was playing it a little bit earlier, and I'm sure he was thinking about that. But damn, if the way you'd said it didn't come out in the worst possible way.
I'll tell you what, that game,
holy shit,
that game, the mechanics are nothing like I've ever seen. Like it's like you're trying to drive a car, but at the same time, to work the wheels, you have to use controls on the steering wheel, right? Yeah. You don't actually use the wheels, and you actually turn the wheel to look up and down. And it's fucked up.
Here, what I'm going to say is, this is the first time that, in a long time, that I've seen motion controls in a game. And I thought, you know what? This is the better way to do it. For a conventional game, not a game that's like a gimmicky, like, oh, we're gonna bowl, so you do a bowling motion, or we're gonna play baseball, so we're gonna swing the remote like a baseball.
So like Wii Sports.
Yeah, like Wii Sports had motion controls and it worked for the game, but the game was kind of gimmicky and it was its own thing. Yeah. This is the first time for a conventional game I've said, you know what, the PlayStation 4 needs motion controls in its controller to do what Splatoon does. Because, so what Splatoon does that's so great for a shooter, and every game needs to do this, that's a shooter, is that if you tilt the controller as you're playing, most games that are shooters on consoles have aim assist. You use the right stick to kind of move the cursor around, the left stick to move. Splatoon, there's no aim assist. To do the fine-tuned aiming in between, like when you get your right stick kind of where you want it, you actually have to tilt the screen, and the tilt gives you one-to-one movement. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like a mouse would.
Right.
Where like you get that exact movement. And when you get used to it, it's amazing. And every single console should do that.
Well, you know the funny thing? You know what that game reminds me of?
What?
Because of the mechanics? Call of Duty 3 on the Wii.
Yeah.
Which is what I got that game for.
Yeah.
Well, did it have... It didn't have tilt controls. Didn't you aim at the screen in that
game? See, you aimed at the screen, but you also looked around, right? So it wasn't completely like you move the controller and then your head moves in the game, right? It's not like that. But it's, at the same time, you're like aiming, but moving around with the controller.
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that it reminded me of was, so like when I play like shooters now, like first-person shooters, a third, you know, over-the-shoulder shooters or anything like that, obviously, it's a lot more in-depth, revolutionary, and then you plug in your N64, you know, and then you play GoldenEye.
Yeah. And you're like,
holy shit, how did I ever play this? And it feels like your character's on, like, one leg running around, right? And do you feel like that kind of mechanic, how like, diehard you are for the aiming mechanic for Splatoon, do you feel like that's going to revolutionize what we play now?
Well here's the... I'm not sure it's going to revolutionize, because I don't think that they're going to add motion controls to the other consoles. But I'll tell you that...
Fuck you, man.
Well, it's the same with Breath of the Wild had it, too, with aiming
the bow and arrow.
And when I go to other consoles, I am flabbergasted by how to control things. Because I'm like, how do I... Especially things that have precision aiming. I'm like, how did I ever do this? It feels the same way. It feels... I thought of that earlier. I was like, man, I remember going from GoldenEye to a twin stick shooter and being like, how did I ever play GoldenEye?
Yeah, yeah.
And I played hours of GoldenEye. I played so much. And going back to it, if you play it again, I know there's going to be someone who's like, oh, I think GoldenEye... No, it doesn't hold up because the control scheme is so hard.
But at the time, it was great.
Now, if you gave me a twin stick GoldenEye... Or GoldenEye with the tilt controls on the Switch, I would play it for days.
Yeah, because
I would love it. But I can't do it right. I can't
do
it.
That's what they tried to do. They brought that. They brought back GoldenEye for a hot minute. Remember, they had the GoldenEye revamped.
But it was basically the same thing as having it on a PlayStation. You know, it's not
just about.
Yeah. But the tilt controls are so exact when you get, especially when you get used to them. Now, the first time you play, it's like you're running around with your head cut off. It's so hard. Yeah. But the tilt controls are so good.
But once you learn it.
And it's so fast. It is a breakneck game. The base game mode is only 3 minutes long. It's just nonstop. You're never dead for more than a couple seconds. And the speed at which you move in squid form. So you can turn into a squid. One of the buttons that you have turns you into a squid. You can swim through your own team's ink. And
I saw a video like that once online.
But there's constantly, like, most of, once you really get into it, you're constantly, like, swimming through your ink, popping up, firing a little bit, swimming, like, you know, and then if you get in a situation where you aren't sure you can win, finding a new vantage point, you know, swimming up walls, it's crazy.
They had those mechanics and they brought back, you ever played Time Splitters?
Oh my god, I was just thinking about that game.
If you had that game mechanics with that game, that would be game of the year. Easy.
So, in my time with Joel and Jim, if you ever mention a shooter, the first thing that comes up, what if there's Time Splitters?
What if there's Time
Splitters? It's such a good fucking game!
It was kind of a staple in our childhood, okay? And Jim, you're going to have to take a shot for that phone vibrating thingy that just happened for you.
Yes, teacher.
Take that. I'm the worst teacher ever. Whose phone was that?
Mine.
Michaela, get over here and take
I hope
this
you
shot.
Brought enough phone for everybody.
Just chilling on the phone.
32 phones, I start passing them out. billionaire schools.
They all go off
at the same time, they all have the same number.
I do have to say, I have to ask. If it weren't for Splatoon 2, do you think you ever would have played a Splatoon game?
No. I'm not going to own a Wii U. This is what I think the problem was with the Wii U, honestly, is the Wii U had no game that sold the console. Like, you should buy a Switch. And for everyone out there, I'm of the opinion you should buy a Switch just for Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild is good enough to sell the console on its own. And I think that Mario Odyssey will be.
Oh, yeah.
But Skyward Sword on the Wii U wasn't the best Zelda, and most people kind of saw it as a skip it. There was no 3D Mario. Why would you buy... And Pikmin isn't a... it's a great addition, but it doesn't sell consoles.
That's true. I mean,
depending on who you ask. If you ask Jim, it sells consoles.
No, no, but
the thing is, I didn't even buy a Wii U. I loved Pikmin 1 and 2, but I didn't even buy a Wii U because I didn't want to spend, what, $350 for one game.
Yeah, well, no, exactly. But there wasn't a game that, like, justified the console to me. Mario Kart 8, great Mario Kart. I think it's the definitive Mario Kart.
Oh, you mean Zombie U didn't sell you and make you buy the Game of the Year edition?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, it almost did. It almost did. Oh, it had me quaking for that game, but...
London is such a fun place.
It was a lot of like support games. Games that you would look and say, oh, they have lots of games. But no game that I looked at and was like, that's going to sell the console to me. And Splatoon, I would have never played otherwise. Because I think Splatoon, I don't think you should buy a Switch for Splatoon alone. If there are other games you want, like, again, buy it for Zelda. Because Zelda, you will put 100 hours in and not realize it and just never stop playing that game because it's so good. But Splatoon is a great shooter. Like, if you have that shooter itch in you, it's a great shooter for a console that you should buy for other games. Like, Mario Odyssey should sell you on it. Mario plus Rabbids looks damn good. You know, Zelda looks really, really good. Xenoblade Chronicles for that big... You know, the Switch honestly is getting a really good lineup coming up. It looks like it's really, really good
now,
for this year.
For me, I can't help but look at that and think, oh man, the Nintendo DS really stepped their game up, right? Because, I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's just one big screen. Instead of two screens, now it's just one big screen, right?
Well, I have a pet theory. I don't think the Switch was designed to be their next home console. But by making it a home console, they generated all this home console interest.
Yeah.
And then they're going to use it just to replace the 3DS.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because I think that, personally, when the second they announced that the next main Pokemon title was going to be on the Switch, I was like, oh, the 3DS is dead. You know?
Yeah. I completely agree.
Did you know in Japan, they've discontinued all regular size 3DSs?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's I mean, if that doesn't seem like the beginning of the end, especially if they're not going to sell Pokemon on it.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you think about it, Nintendo's the only company that really sells portable consoles anymore. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I'll tell you, if you look at sales figures, I think the writing's been on the wall for a while. If the newer 3DS, like 3DS never sold like the DS did. The new 3DS never sold like the 3DS did.
Yeah.
Like, the sales figures are so low, and I honestly think it's so many things moving towards mobile gaming. Like, the 3DS isn't competing with the Game Gear and the, you know, all those other...
The Candy Crushes and the
Farmvilles. You're wasting your life on that Farmville.
But it's competing... But beyond the phone games, it's competing against the iPad. And that's the problem, is that...
100%,
The iPad...
You just get free games on there.
Yeah, but it's a lot of them, and so many kids... I mean, think about when you see kids playing games. How many of them are playing DSs, and how many of them are playing on their parents' phone or their parents' iPad? And because that was when I was a kid, it was a Game Boy.
Back in my day, I had a Game Boy Advance, and I would play Pokemon every single fucking day of my life. And Grandpa. anybody that questioned me,
Grandpa, you're surly.
But
I've been drinking.
This
Johnny.
Is the worst birthday ever.
I got an original brick Game Boy.
I did
like
too.
The gray ones.
Yeah.
I remember that coming out.
Game Boy Colored?
I got a Japanese one. I looked it up called Momotaro
in Wikipedia later.
Japanese one with the game.
What had kind of happened to the game?
Because I played it as a kid, but I didn't know if there were any sequels.
It was called Momotaro, I think, Densetsu.
When I found it, I found that they stopped making the games in like 1995.
Right.
But remember, it's Momotaro Densetsu. Well, apparently, the Japanese love puns. And until like 5 years ago, they kept making a game called Momotaro Dentetsu with a T instead of an S, which means Peach Boy, because Momotaro means Peach Boy.
Does that mean he has a fat ass?
No, he was born in a peach. It's like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Like James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, sort of, except for that he was actually, like, his parents had a giant peach and they opened it and there's a child inside. It's a Japanese legend. Don't ask questions. It's
delicious.
But no. So Momotaro Dentetsu means Peach Boy. Electric Train! And
excuse me, what?
Yeah, it's one letter off and it means Electric Train! And it's about how the Peach Boy of legend goes and builds trains across Japan.
Huh.
And that got made for years. They're like 13 of them. They're like three times as many as the original game.
Is that what the game was about?
Again, the spinoff, that's a pun. Yeah. It's a complete pun on the name, is about him building trains. And there's a picture of him in like a train conductor uniform. Mm. And it's the weirdest thing.
Thomas the Train Engine in Japan.
It's a vaguely Final Fantasy-esque kind of story. Where it's like Final Fantasy 15. It's like, well, wouldn't the first Final Fantasy be the Final Fantasy, you know?
I honestly think that it's just a bunch of old Japanese men laughing at the pun.
My favorite like, kind of
it could
laughing.
Be Electric Train.
Yeah.
It's my favorite kind of old men laughing. Japanese.
Well, I mean, what do you expect? You nuke somebody twice, they're gonna have problems with
God, dude.
With their stuff, you know? Poor guys.
I don't know what that has to do with trains.
They like their puns. Duh.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
You know, and so before we move
on. That's my people.
We move on to the next subject, I just want to say, you said, what is it? Katamari Desetsu?
It's not Katamari Demachi.
Dude, I just learned how to say Katamari Demachi, whatever it was.
Tamagotchi.
I'm pretty sure that Momo means peach and Taru means person or boy.
Peach boy.
So Momotaro means peach boy. And then Densetsu is like the legend of.
That's how I will be now referring to myself. So like when we say, hi, welcome to Drunkcast, I'm going to be, what is it?
Momotaro.
I'm going to be Momotaro, right? I'm going to be Peach Boy. Hi, welcome to Drunkcast. This is Joel. I mean, Peach Boy. I'm drunk. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's Momotaro.
Okay, so.
You're something.
That, I have to say, is probably one of the most interesting things I've ever heard about Japanese gaming.
I'll be honest, I don't know anything about Japanese gaming.
It's the only thing I've ever heard.
It's the only Japanese game fully in Japanese that I've ever played.
Really?
It was a weird. Okay, so it's a
only released in Japan.
It got an American release with no Japanese, with no English text.
Oh.
It's really weird because it was called Momotaro Thunderbolt when I got it, but it was just like a straight off the boat Japanese import game.
Okay.
So they just, I guess,
so
they were like
even translated it.
Yeah, they were just like Thunderbolt, and kids will buy it. But it was a weird game. So you're the Peach Boy, which I guess means that your weapon is peaches. So it was a game where you'd run around and it kind of follows the legend, which deals with the Peach Boy fighting demons. Because that's what he does.
Right.
And the
totally,
way.
Duh.
Obviously, a peach.
Hey, it's part of the thing. But the way you fight them is by throwing peaches at them. And what happens is if you kill a demon by throwing peaches at him, he becomes a larger peach. And if you kill a demon by hitting with that peach, he becomes a larger peach. And if you kill another demon by throwing that peach, he becomes money.
Now.
Don't ask why.
Now, he becomes money. I have to ask, and I'm going to go on a tangent here, so of course I'm going to drink. But. I like Death Note, right? It's that anime, right? And in that
Peach Note,
right?
Can that be a thing?
I'm writing your name
in
on
there,
this peach.
I think it's Ryuk or whatever, the Japanese demon. It's
right.
Like the Soul Taker or whatever the
fuck
he is.
Right, right.
He is obsessed with apples, right? So is there something in Japan about fruits? Like, I'm just like, is there Candy Crush? Has Candy Crush been around that long? That it has
fruit
like
crush.
Yeah,
fruit crush.
That like every god in Japan is some sort of like fruit lover or hater.
Well, my whole thing, and I'll take a drink with you for this, is that I was thinking, why isn't this? So he's attacking demons with peaches, right?
Right.
Why don't we see this in any like Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby? I want to see some peaches throwing at some goddamn Paranormal Activity.
Could you imagine in the Poltergeist? The kid's freaking out, and you just throw rotten fruit at him. He's just like, what?
Turns into a bigger peach. He's like, huh?
Or the Exorcist. your mother's being raped in hell, and all of a sudden you throw a peach at her face. She's like, oh. Oh, I'm cured. Oh, my gosh.
Did you imagine what the demon would say? Like, what are you doing?
Demon's just all of a sudden back in hell. He's like, oh, fuck, he used the peach. Who told him?
Turns into a cool pile of cash. He's like, my daughter, right? Sorry, she's a boat payment now. Okay, so going into the next subject, perfect segue, demons and such.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently purchased Friday the 13th, the game. And I've so had good. Both of you try it out. Now, yeah. I want to say, as the sole proprietor to Friday the 13th and this trio that we have formed here.
I will say, but before you say that, I would own this game if Splatoon didn't come out.
Absolutely.
If Splatoon didn't come out Friday, I would own Friday the 13th. Right now.
Friday the 13th, yeah. The game.
Well, we're on PC. I don't know on PC. If it is that on PC?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I think so. It is, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on PC. It I would own it if I didn't have Splatoon.
Exactly. So I will say this. Any diehard horror film fan, right,
mm-hmm,
should own this game. It's a very cookie-cutter game. It's the same thing every round, you know.
Yeah. One but it's actually fun because there's something... It's different every single time you play it.
Exactly.
However, I wouldn't really know because my only playthrough of it, Joel, so he helped me out really, you know, big time. He told me to hide in a room at the very beginning, so I did. And Jason goes straight into the cabin, and I start leaving, and Joel's like, no, you don't want to leave. He'll kill you instantly. I'm like, oh, okay, so I guess I'll just stay here. Dead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. With my help, Joe seemed to escape just fine.
So my favorite thing in games, one of my absolute favorite thing in games, is emergent gameplay. When a game has, it just gives you a big ball of things that you can do or can't do, and stories kind of come from it naturally. It doesn't force you down a real...
Yeah, you make your own story.
And in my first time playing this game, so for people who don't know, it's a game where you're either a counselor on a camp or like a camper.
Yeah.
And one guy's Jason.
So you have a series of counselors to choose from, and they're all the vintage Friday the 13th counselors. Yeah. So you have the goth, you have the jock, you have the well-rounded, happy-go-lucky counselor.
You got the hoe.
And for anybody who doesn't know the background of why Jason is killing all these people on Friday the 13th, is that when Jason was a child, he went to camp on Friday the 13th, he went out to swim, didn't know how to swim, and was drowning because the counselors were all in the cabins having sex with each other, and Jason, young Jason, drowned. So he was brought back to life, basically, in a paranormal way, after his mother died in the first movie, her being the original Jason. Now,
that why didn't the counselors have peaches? That's what I want to know. I mean, it's like an instant win right there. It's a no-brainer.
Always have peaches on you. That's the...
I hear that was actually an alternate script for Friday the 13th.
The alternate ending at the very first one, he just throws a peach and then Jason's gone.
Just gone.
They're like, oh.
So that's why Jason's killing all these counselors on Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you have the jock, you have the goth, you have the nerd, you have the...
You have the hoe, my favorite.
Ho, right? She's in her short shorts calling the police.
I think you take a hoe to a hotel.
And then, of course, you have all these different variations of Jasons that you could play throughout the franchise.
Yeah.
And if you play Jason, your entire goal is to at least kill some people. If not, ultimate goal, kill everyone.
Right.
If you are a counselor, you can make it out three ways. One, call the cops. Now, this is an order of ease, by the way. Because if you call the cops, then they'll arrive in 5 minutes. And then at the end of 5 minutes, you just have to survive and get to the end of the road.
Right.
The second one, which is even harder, is to find a battery for a car, put the battery in, find gas, put the gas in, find the keys, start the car, drive it away.
Right.
Which is really
that
hard.
That one really is only if you have a team with you.
If you have a team and if you are skilled at driving this fucking vehicle, because anytime I try to drive it, I try to turn like a little bit to the left and I do a fucking donut. Yeah. Like, just all the way through the camp.
they also, just for attention, because Jason, by the way, he's tracking you down. He's doing shit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
they do such a good job, like, of making you have to, like, press a button to try and start the car, try and turn the engine, and he can stand in front of you and you hit him and your car comes to a stop, and you have to, like, try and mash a button to try and turn the engine to hopefully drive away before he pulls you out and kills you. Oh, it's so good.
It's awesome. And so, like, the third one, which is, by the way, I think it's only been done twice since the game has been released in any playthrough ever recorded.
Right.
Is killing Jason.
Yeah.
You literally need to use every single weapon in the game to its fullest extent. So hit him each time until the weapon breaks, including the guns, the flares, and the bats, and all melee
fireworks
weapons.
And all that shit,
And then eventually he disperses.
I think you do a boat thing as well.
You can also leave in a boat.
Really?
On, I believe it's Higgins Landing or whatever it is, one of the maps, there's like a giant lake that the end of the lake leads out. And you can actually find the motor and the gas for the boat.
Huh.
And it's, you know, you get in it and you're like, oh my God! And you're like,
Jason obviously can't.
Just getting out.
He can't obviously swim, so...
Actually, Jason is a very good swimmer.
Yeah.
When you get in the water, you're like... Like, you are faster than
Michael Phelps are just going, like, toe-to-toe.
I know. Oh, my God. Michael Phelps is Jason.
Well, then how did he drown in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Silent.
Rocked your fucking world.
He was high when he was swimming
He's
the first
like,
time.
Wait, how do I do this? And then sinks to his death.
But I was talking about on topic, damn it. I was talking about emergent gameplay, like stories that come naturally. When I was playing this game with Joel the other day, I ended up at this point where someone had called the police and I'd kind of snuck around.
Oh, yeah.
And Jason hadn't found me and been hunting people down. He got a couple people. But the police showed up and I had found some fireworks, which is one of the ways of like stunning Jason.
Yeah, distracting him.
Yeah, and the police had come and I was like searching the roads to find where the police had come. And they one end is just kind of like the end of the road. It just goes into the woods more. The other end of the road is like this covered bridge, like in the old Sleepy Hollow movie.
Yeah.
The Headless Horseman movie.
Yeah.
And the police were on the other side of that bridge and Jason is just standing at the entrance waiting for people.
Like a bouncer.
Yeah.
It was like,
what's your name?
ID.
I checked the list. You aren't in. You didn't even look at the list.
I checked it. You're
I
not
checked
here.
The list. You aren't on the list.
Man, this is bullshit. And then all of a sudden he just rips your fucking heart out.
He would make a very good bouncer. You wouldn't fuck with him.
I would just look at him and be like, I'm not getting in.
Here's a Fitzky, okay? This is a $5 bill.
Man, I'm friends with the owner. Oh, sure you are. So is everybody. Yeah. Everybody's friends with the owner.
Okay, but no, so he's standing at the entrance to this bridge, and it actually is kind of terrifying because you're looking and you're like, holy shit, I have to do this. And I managed to like get over there, throw the fireworks in front of him to stun him for a second, and then just run like my life did depend on it in the game.
Technically, your digital life.
Yeah, and get to the police. Which let me get away, but man, it was so tense and so cool and like such an interesting moment because like it was like something you'd see in a Jason movie. You'd go up to there'd be the bridge and there'd be escape on the other side, and all of a sudden you'd get to the place you needed to be after a bunch of searching, and Jason is just standing in the middle of the road blocking your way. And it was like something out of the movie. You'd expect it, you know. That would, or you expect that to happen in a good Jason movie.
Now,
and it happens in the game naturally. It's so cool.
Now, one thing I have to ask is the thing that everybody talks about when that game is, and that's bugs. Have you run into any? Like,
bugs?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Dude, do I run into bugs? So one of my favorite bugs that ever happened in the video
Spiders?
Game.
Spiders?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bugs is an arachnid.
There was a mosquito.
They're arachnids, not spiders. Not bugs.
I died of malaria. No, it was... So I'm being held by Jason, right? And he's holding me, like, by the neck. And I'm like, oh my God! Right? And I don't make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I obviously die. And so there's this move that is comes standard with every Jason. You can get asphyxiated by him just holding your throat,
just,
right?
Yeah. crushing your throat.
So I guess with the hill and like where we were standing, it was very like very odd. Yeah. So I was like, oh, right, and I die. He drops me, and I go 40 feet in the air. I just like, boing.
Yeah, right? That's how normal bodies die all the time.
So like,
whenever I kill someone, I throw
Jason
them 40 feet
in the
air.
Oh, it's not over. Jason walks away and starts chasing the dude that was like approximately 15 feet away from me, right? Yeah. And he's like running after him. He's like, no, right? And all of a sudden, you just see my body go and like fall between me and the guy. Like I had one last hurrah against him. The other one is one that happened when I was Jason.
Yeah.
Somebody shot me in the face with a shotgun while I was trying to teleport somewhere.
Right.
So you can teleport, you know, once every
short distances,
couple
too, right?
seconds. Yeah. No, actually, you can teleport anywhere on the map.
Really? Oh shit.
Once every couple of, like, seconds. The only problem is that there's no, like, indication of where anybody is in the map. So if you're trying to chase somebody with the teleport field, you can, you have to guess where they are.
Okay.
So I teleported.
It's really cool, by the way. Just so people know, when you do the teleport, it does, like, the old screen flicker.
That's true.
Where the Jason disappears.
So if you're, yeah.
For the people playing. And then it does another screen flicker. And I've had times where, like, the screen flickers and you're like, oh, what happened? Yeah. Like an old school CRT TV. And then the screen flickers again, and all of a sudden Jason's fucking behind you. And
right
you're like,
you.
Just
right
up
in there. And it's very disorienting when you're a counselor too, because of the screen flickers, you can't see where the fuck you're going.
Yeah.
But so I tried to like go down the road a little bit. Right. Now, mind you, maybe about 40 to 50 feet to the left of us, there's a lake. Okay. Right. So I go to zoom in front of everybody, and I get shot in the face with a shotgun right as I zoom.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm at the bottom of the lake. And I'm like,
how? Wait, so what happened?
So I was like, son of a bitch, because they were just about to leave for the cops.
Yeah.
So I swam my hardest out of that lake. And, like, zoomed over just to watch, like, two kids run out.
Yeah.
And I was like, son of a fucking bitch. And I looked back, and there was, like, two more people in the camp that I could have killed.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, one of the funniest things, and it's not even a bug. So, if you kill at least one person, right? Your mom... So, Jason communicates. After the first movie, Jason salvages his mom's severed head.
Right.
And his mom's severed head now speaks to him periodically about killing counselors, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, do it, Jason, right?
Just like my mom.
Just like your mom.
Yeah.
So, sweet lady. Sweet, sweet head. not the sexual way. But anyway, so Jason, if he kills like one or two people, his mom would be like, you did okay, Jason. It was fine. They got what they deserve, right?
Yeah.
If you kill like a few more people, like if only like one or two people escape, then she's like, come back home, Jason. You did such a good job. Come rest with mommy. Right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, nice. And then if you kill everybody, she's like, you did it, Jason. You did it. Such a special, special boy. Come to mommy, right?
Yeah.
You kill nobody. No words.
Oh,
it's almost
disappointment.
Like, it's almost like your mom waiting for you if you come home late when you shouldn't have been out late, and she's just staring at you as you walk in.
You already know you're in trouble, and you're like,
yeah,
I know.
And she's just reading her paper, looking at you like, so, do you really think I wouldn't notice? You didn't kill any counselors tonight?
You didn't kill any counselors?
Go to your room, Jason, right? Jason's like, and just like goes to his room. And no Nintendo! Right? Dude, it cracked me up. Because I saw, like, at one point we all escaped. We were all counselors.
Yeah.
And you get to see, like, the after credits, like, what happens to Jason.
Right.
And Jason just walks back to his shack. And the head's there on the plate. Doesn't say anything. Just, like, staring at him. Like, really?
Right.
You're a spiritual being that can zoom up and grab anybody.
You can literally shot in the face and not die.
There's
you can
no
kill
killing
one
you.
Person.
There's no killing you. And you can eviscerate people in seconds.
You can teleport. Damn it, you can teleport.
Teleport.
And you lay bear traps.
You didn't kill one.
Sad.
Oh my god, if Trump was the mom.
Dude, can you imagine? That's going to be a DLC, I'm telling you. Either he's going to be Jason or the mom.
So that's the other thing. The DLC is amazing.
Yeah.
So you can play like the retro Jason. Yeah. Jason from like the
80s.
The old 80s.
I didn't even realize there was DLC.
Yeah. And then you could play Jason Goes to Hell, where like there's literally like fire coming out of your eyes and shit like that. Super cool. You could play Jason Goes to Detroit when, you know, from that horrible
that was a
80s
movie?
Video. Yeah. Oh,
Jason Goes to Detroit?
He's just walking down the street, and he's like, whoa, shit, this place is dangerous.
There's literally a scene There's literally a scene where Jason's, like, walking.
Yeah.
He's walking with his fucking machete, and there's, like, these two gangsters that stop him. And he's like, give me your wallet, man. And Jason kind of, like, stares at them. And he's like, you think I'm playing, right? And he pulls out his fucking, like, switchblade.
Yeah.
And he, like, zips up the switchblade. And Jason just fucking eviscerates both of them. And I'm like, duh. Like, what the fuck?
The guy has a machete.
He has a giant with a machete in his hand. Are you really trying to rob him?
He's 8 feet tall. He has a machete.
He's a machete.
And he's like, give me a wallet, man. He looks like he came out of a swamp.
He did. He probably smells like death. Like, this guy.
He has no face.
Dude, I'm waiting for the Shrek DLC where he goes, get down to my swamp. And everybody else is just fairy tale characters instead of counselors.
So, that's like, little music plays when Jason gets around the counselors. Yeah. And you just hear, like, as soon as he comes up, he hears, somebody wants
to tell me the world. And all of a sudden,
he's breaking down the fucking door. Oh my god.
Instead of wielding a weapon, he's wielding donkey. Yeah. He just beats him to death.
The donkey! Fucking just fucking breaks in the door.
Instead of his mom's severed head, it's Fiona.
Oh my god.
Dude, we better
a man can dream. A man can dream.
Trademarked.
So anyway, so needless to say, I think the Friday the 13th game is just something that everybody... It's one of those, like, conversations that you have with your friends. You're like, what if there was, like, a Friday the 13th game where you're Jason and you have to kill all the counselors, right? They made that come true. Now it's just a matter of time before it is, like...
Perfected. For sure.
Like, they're going to make updates, or they're going to come out with a second one, or they're going to do a Jason... Jason one. Whoa! They're going to do, like... They're going to do a Freddy one.
Freddy one or a Mike Myers.
Yeah, baby.
The worst level is the love guru.
Oh, no.
Just running away from Justin Timberlake in a fucking fake mustache. Oh, God.
I would never run away from that. Wait, what? What
were you talking about? I can't wait to take you home. You're so good looking.
Yeah, I think that's the future of that game when they have
absolutely
more different serial killers for sure.
Or just even more like scary gameplay. Like right now it's very
scary Terry. So bitch.
Marriage is sacred, bitch. Bestiality is wrong, you bitch.
I feel like they're gonna have like, because right now it's very cookie cutter, right?
Yeah,
it's very, very vanilla. You join in, you're either a counselor or you're Jason, and it's the same job.
Either you're killing or you're running away.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, they're gonna make like different things where it's like a time attack version or like a
dude, if they do
a fortify version where you have to like fortify a part of the
house or something.
Yeah.
Or if they do like a Michael Myers version, they would have the psychiatrist. The doctor, whatever his name is, like with the revolver, I could easily see that.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know? They should just have a version or a mode where everyone is Jason hacking each other.
Everybody's Jason and they're running away from a camp counselor. Or the camp counselor's chasing after all the Jasons.
That's amazing.
It's
like Jason tag. You like tag the Jason, he dies or something, disappears. I love it.
But it's extremely versatile.
I would say, for sure, that's a game you have to play at least once.
Yeah, you definitely should see it.
Come over to my house.
You're all invited.
Time of night.
You have to watch out, though. Joel rarely wears clothes.
Rarely.
What do you mean, rarely? He never wears clothes. He's naked right now.
Before we started recording, they literally were begging me to put on pants. You know what I told them?
Joel, please, we have to be in the same room as you.
I love it when you beg.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Shit's getting real.
But, yeah. So, very versatile game. It's about $40. You download it. So worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Super worth it.
Yeah.
Now, can we get into the big pink elephant in the room? Jim, I want you to just spill your beans on everything you know about Doomfist.
Doomfist!
Hence the major D's in the beginning of this.
I don't want him to spill beans.
Doomfist!
Look, I don't want to pick up beans later.
Doomfist!
It sounds like a big mess. Can we just talk about it?
We're from Nicaragua. We spill nothing but beans.
We only eat beans, we shit beans, and we eat our beans again.
Are beans a big thing in Nicaragua?
Yes! And rice. It's called gallabinto, it's delicious, and I'm going to have to take two drinks now. Anyways, so...
I should probably take a shot then.
Doomfist. While I'm explaining Doomfist, Joel's going to get some shots ready.
I will.
So, Doomfist. Everybody fucking knows. Wait a minute, Joe, you don't know, because you don't play Overwatch. Anyways, Doomfist, new character in Overwatch. It's coming out on Thursday, which is weird.
Okay, so just so you know, I actually do play Overwatch. I just don't play a lot of Overwatch. I don't have a desktop with me right now.
You're either with us or you're against us, Joe.
What's your character, Joe?
My favorite character?
Who's your main?
Probably Zenyatta.
God bless.
I love Zenyatta.
As long as you're a healer.
But you have to understand, I'm the type of guy who plays the class that everyone goes, no, no one plays that class because no one likes it. I'm like, fuck you, I'm going to do what I want. And I take it as a challenge. So like with League of Legends, when I first started playing, as a side note, there's already a shot in front of me, so this is okay.
I think we're all going to have to take two, but yeah.
Damn it. But in League of Legends, when I first started playing that game, everyone was like, oh, you can't play jungler. It's too hard. And I was like, fuck all y'all. I'm going to be a jungler. And I probably started jungling way too early in that game. For those who play League of Legends, I probably started jungling at like level 9 in the game, which is like way too low. But I like figured out that you could probably play like certain characters in that role.
Yeah.
And then when I started playing Overwatch, people were like, no one likes to be healers. I was like, fuck y'all. I'm going to be a healer.
Sounds a little like somebody who's a Hanzo main. Somebody at this table.
Dude, I swear to God, I get so much hate. So before I get into this rant, let's
take a shot.
Take a shot in the name of Drunkcast.
In the name of Proust!
So anyway, I'm still hated.
I hate
Hanzo mate. What the hell? He's a fine character.
Hey,
he's a
garbage character.
He has a one-hit kill. He has a sonic arrow, and mainly, if you're good with him, each shot is a one-hit kill.
Hey, look, well, I would...
That's the key word. You have to be good with him.
I am good with him.
I would look at you and press shift.
I'm calling your dad tomorrow.
No, don't. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Please.
My favorite thing to do is mass shift while looking at a bunch of different characters so that my orb is Zenyatta jumps around and everyone's like, the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
switching your orb.
But that's the best way to do it, too, because on any given moment, you're going to kill somebody even faster anyway.
So, we all just went on a big tangent, so let me rewind it a little bit. Alright, so Doomfist. Doomfist is coming out on Thursday, which, honestly, is kind of weird, because they've always released characters or released maps, released anything on Tuesdays.
Now,
I don't know why that's a big deal.
Not voiced by Terry Crews, by the way.
Which makes sense. Terry Crews isn't from fucking Nigeria.
That's true.
So, I mean...
Where's Doomfist from?
Nigeria. So, I mean, it makes sense. Terry Crews doesn't have a, like, accent, you know?
Yeah.
He has a beautiful voice, don't get me wrong, and I hope someday he voices somebody. But,
I hope he voices me.
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense for the canon, because Doomfist is from Nigeria, and it's just, you know... Terry Crews is American, so...
I got fries that'll cross your eyes. I got shakes that'll make you quake.
Is that the longest yard?
that's Terry Crews in the longest...
It's disgusting.
I got burgers that'll... Well, I got burgers.
I got burgers. But Doomfist, in my opinion, looks amazing.
Now,
what does he do? I don't know. I don't know.
For those of you...
He has a huge fist.
Yeah.
And he fists people.
He just grabs them, bends them over, shoves up their ass, dead. Instant. It's beautiful. No, so in his right hand, right? Yeah, right hand, the gauntlet, right? his left hand, he has like a little pea shooter gun, but it's like a shotgun. Yeah. Right? It's not a single shooter, it's a shotgun.
So tell me, what class is he?
He is DPS.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's damaged. Yep.
He's not tank like we were perceived to.
Yeah, and he actually started out as a tank. I was watching this. He started out as a tank that could throw rocks at people, but then they realized, oh, that's a little fucked up. So that he never uses his fist, so they went back on that and then put him back to DPS. But I'm excited because, for the most part, you move where your fist takes you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, if you want to go up in the air, you fucking punch straight like Mario. Mario yourself all the way up, and you want to go forward, you straight punch.
If he were
there's no jump, there's no, like, fucking glide. It's just punch, punch, punch.
If he were the Proclaimers, it would be, and I would fist 500 miles. Okay?
And he would fist 500 more?
When I wake up... Well, I know no, I'm gonna be the man who fists my way to you.
But, and then it's like the beautiful thing is that you charge up your punches.
It is a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful, right? You charge up your punch. You punch somebody. It doesn't insta-kill them, right? Jeff Kaplan, or whatever the fuck his name is, he has this thing that he doesn't want any character to have an insta-kill. Any character to have an insta-kill, which is, you know...
Fair enough.
Not correct, because Hanzo has and a Widowmaker... Shot. Hanzo...
Nothing in Overwatch compares to the fucking op of Counter-Strike, which is a one-hit kill no matter where you hit someone with that fucking gun. And it is so frustrating to have a gun that when you've earned enough money in Counter-Strike is just like, oh, you shot my foot. I am dead now.
Yeah.
You know, like, that is so... So I understand...
But it's probably the most realistic gun, because if I got shot in real life, I'd be dead.
But if you got shot in the foot, you wouldn't be dead. You'd go...
I would be dead. I would be dead, Joe.
You wouldn't... Okay.
You don't know me.
Dead at heart.
But I will say, at least Hanzo takes skill. Yeah, and that's the great thing about it.
Thank you. Thank you. New cousin Joe. How would you like a white dad and a Hispanic mother? So, okay... So with I almost said Iron Fist with
I mean dude it's fucking close.
Are we transitioning to Netflix now?
Yeah. Welcome to Drunk Cast.
It's like having Luke Cage and Iron Fist had a baby, Doomfist.
Yeah, essentially. So with Doomfist, if any of those PC gamers out there or Twitch watchers or streamers out there. Hopefully there's a Twitch streamer. How about a plug, yo? If any of you guys have been out there, you've already seen some of the gameplay. But for those of you who have not, there's a lot of combos to be had with this character.
Absolutely.
You can uppercut somebody. You uppercut somebody in the air. You can punch him. You, like, have this leap thing where you hit the ground and it, like, throws a shockwave.
From what I've seen, the most popular thing to do is that shockwave.
Yeah.
The first thing. Second thing, you punch them. They have little health, and then you shoot them.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
And the funny thing is that your melee is the small hand.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Bitch slap.
Yeah.
Ta-cha! It makes sense because if your melee was your fucking gauntlet, that gauntlet can level buildings.
Yeah, but I mean, come
on. It's like if you melee somebody, that should be an insta-kill.
Yeah,
it should be.
Sure, but come on. You don't see Reinhardt's melee being anything but his hammer.
Could you imagine if he, like, goes out and, like, punch? He's holding a hammer and you melee and he punches someone with his fucking fist?
Actually, I think his melee is his fist.
Reinhardt's melee, he doesn't have one. It's his hammer. He doesn't
Isn't
have a melee.
Is it the pummel of his hammer, though? It's not even the front part?
No. It's his hammer. It's his blade if you're that character's skin or his hammer head.
No kidding.
So, this reminds me, it's kind of interesting, this topic reminds me of... So in League of Legends, which is one of my favorite games, the guys who designed characters were talking recently about how they wanted to... You were talking about how they had this tank who was this big fist guy, but he like mainly threw rocks and shit, and that's it.
So that's why they took that back.
Yeah, but so League of Legends, the character designers talked about how they wanted each character to be a power fantasy.
Yeah.
Of sorts. And that you wanted it to be, when you looked at a character, the character to do what you thought when you looked at him, right?
Right.
You know, like...
Every character was OP.
Well, yeah, but if you looked at a guy with a big fist, he needs to do big fist things. He needs to punch people, right?
he needs to do big fist things like shove his fucking fist up my ass. Yes,
it's true.
Yes,
but that's what you want him to do. As a side note, one of the coolest character designs I've ever seen, and this is an off tangent, so I'll take a shot for this. But in League of Legends, there's a character called Urgot. Urgot is this undead character on, like, crab legs. Like, he has mechanical...
Ooh, I already like him.
No, he's undead with mechanical crab legs.
Okay, so, like, the main bad guy in Monsters, Inc.?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but he has these crab legs and he moves around. So his original design was he would launch rockets at people, which didn't really fit in the, like, undead monstrosity sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's getting a rework. How fucking awesome is this? His rework is now his ultimate, instead of being... So his old ultimate would be he would switch places with someone, which is kind of stupid and doesn't make sense.
He would just kind of, like, be able to run away.
Right? Well, no. Actually, the problem was the opposite, is that his ultimate in
the middle
team,
of the battle?
Yeah, in team fights, he would put himself into the middle of the battle, which he was generally built damage, so you'd like look and you'd be like, oh, well, this is stupid. Why would I want my damage put in the middle of the enemy team? His new ultimate, how fucking awesome. He's an undead monstrosity, meant to scare you. His new ult, he launches a harpoon at a huge range, and if it hits a person, it will slow them a ton. It slows them like a huge amount. For like 3 seconds or something like that. Yeah. If while it's in them, they get to 25% health or below, he can reactivate and he'll launch chains at them that'll grab them. And no matter what, at that point, once they've had the chains in them, they will die. They're going to be drug into him. And when they get to him, he has fucking like different blades and shit that chew them up and they disappear.
That sounds like some sexy BDSM kind
dude,
of stuff.
I can dude, get into this.
Dude, no. But so he launches this thing, and if they get low enough, he'll pull them in. It's a huge range. And he'll pull them in and then chew them up and kill them. But how fucking awesome is that?
Yeah.
Like, talk about a power fantasy. If you're this undead monstrosity, the killing monstrosity, to be able to, like, launch and then drag someone to you.
And that's pretty much like an insta-kill, right?
It is. The only way to stop it is to kill Urgot. The only way to stop it is to kill Urgot.
And you pretty much have to be a teammate to be able to do that, yeah?
No. Well, you have to like, find him. But it's a long enough range that you can, like, grab them from a distance. And then
and as they're being pulled in, you can, like...
Well, you just pull them into you. And as soon as you reactivate, I told you, you reactivate, you shoot chains out... Yeah. It suppresses them. They can't cast any abilities. They can't do anything. Even if they're healed, they can't be targeted by teammates to give them invulnerability. Huh. And even if they get healed, it doesn't matter. As soon as they're being pulled into you, they will be killed.
Right.
Which is just so fucking awesome. And what you're talking about, like, when you're talking about Doomfist, it's all about punching.
Yeah.
And making punching more the identity because he has a big fucking fist.
Yeah. His name is fucking Doomfist.
Yeah, so you have to make punching the main identity. It's the same thing. You know, you have to have that power fantasy. If you see a guy with a big fucking fist, he better fucking punch things as the main thing he does.
If he has a fucking pistol in his hand, you're like, oh, that's wrong.
Right. Yeah, that's stupid.
I doom fist with my bow and arrow of justice.
It's like,
I'm doom fist. Wait till I litigate you. I shall bring you to court.
And on that note,
Doomfist, Ace Attorney.
We're actually running out of time for Drunkcast, so I'm going to take this shot with you. First of all, Jim's going to officiate.
Cheers.
And so, as the ending, we want to thank you for listening in.
Yeah. And before you guys leave, a couple of notes. We actually have some.
Plugins.
What? Drunkcast has now taken the next step up. We have some plugs, not just our own. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
So, first things first is that we have a Twitter account now. You can actually find us at DrunkCastGaming.
Without a G.
Not a G. So, JJRUNKCASTGAMIN.
That's it.
So find us there. We're going to be posting a lot of updates, a lot of shenanigans. Me, Jim, Joe will basically have control of the thing, so you'll just hear a lot of drunken banter about... When I'm playing on my off time, I'm going to be like, oh, fucking piece of shit. So you'll love to hear anything that we're up to.
Yeah.
For Facebook, we're at Drunkcast Gaming. So please look us up. Friend us. We'll always accept you until we're too popular. but all of our posts will be on there. We're on iTunes under Drunkcast as well on the Night of the Living Geeks Network. So please listen to us there. And of course, our Instagram is Drunkcast Gaming. I'm going to be posting a lot of funny photos and videos of general postings and stuff like that, recordings, behind-the-scenes things, watching Jim be ever so funny and embarrassing as well.
And a little side note, give the rest of the podcast crew a listen.
Yeah.
Night of Living Geeks.
Absolutely. Night of Living Geeks.
Check them out.
Yakety Cast, Podcastica, Girls Interrupting. Those are three of my favorite ones to listen to. We got some new ones on there. Tornado Tag is a new
one. Tea Time.
Tea Time is also a new guy. Give them a shot. They're actually really funny people. So give them a shot.
Good listen.
They would love it. And just let them know that Drunkcast is better than them.
And as a side note, we... Keep, you know, watch our Twitter. We should be streaming.
Yeah.
We are making it a mission.
We're going to make it a mission. We're going to be doing Twitch streaming. We're going to be doing more Twitter. We're going to be on iTunes, more recognizable iTunes tags for
you guys.
We're going
to eventually have a YouTube.
We're going to have a YouTube. We're also, I'm thinking of making actually a liquor book for all of our concoctions.
I love that idea.
So I'm going to be actually posting a lot of our concoctions.
It'll be like a drunk yearbook.
It's going to be amazing, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to love it. So keep tuned into Drunkcast because you're going to find a lot of fun things.
There's big things coming, folks. You better tie down the hatches.
Real big, long things coming.
Put in the butt plunks.
Concoction is Spanish for with cock shim.
Wow. You know what? I never thought of it that way, but you're not wrong.
And before we leave, before we sign out, I just want to throw a shout out to my good friend, Rafael Marrero. He has been a fantastic, fantastic leg of this podcast. He runs a YouTube channel, Rafael on YouTube. He does Let's Plays of different things. He's done Don't Starve. He's doing Prey right now. He is an amazing YouTuber. Give him a shout. Check him out. He supports us and listens to us. You'll probably hear him every once in a while on our podcast, as he's a huge gamer and nerd as well. Super funny dude. But other than that, that's all from us, dudes. Go ahead, Jim.
That's all from us, bro.
Bruh?
Bro, I gotta go ride these fucking tides,
There's
dude.
A fucking tide out there, bro.
And I'm not gonna miss it.
I'm not gonna miss that shit.
Gonna rip some tasties, bro.
Tasties. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been Drunkcast with your host, Jim.
I'm Joel.
I'm Joe.
Joe Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Damn it, that's not my name.
Damn.
His name was my name, too. Thank you for listening.
Have a good night, folks.
Stay classy.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.